Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay and Jason Berenger. We're live on News Radio 610 WIOD in Miami and News Radio WFLA in Tampa. And right now, let's go to the hotline and bring in our market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. So, Jay, I want to start with some comments made by President-elect Donald Trump during his interview with Meet the Press on Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Let me play it and then I want to get your reaction.
Jerome Powell said he will not leave his post even if you ask him to. Will you try to replace Jerome Powell?
No, I don't think so. I don't see it. But I think if I told him to, he would. But if I asked him to, he probably wouldn't. But if I told him to, he would.
You don't have plans to do that right
now?
No.
So what do you make of those comments by Trump? And how do you think the market could react to that?
I think the market's going to like it. We've talked about the relationship between Donald Trump, the campaigner, and Jerome Powell, the Fed chair. And, you know, I think that we can recognize that, you know, President Trump recognizes that Jerome Powell is doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And I think that he is going to do what he always does, and that is keeping, you know, smart people that are doing their job well around him doing that job. That's going to make his job as president easier. And I certainly think that it's no surprise that he's going to allow that to happen. I was never really super concerned, Ryan, that he was going to, you know, pull the trigger emotionally and get rid of Powell. Because, look, he's the one that appointed him all those years ago in 2016. Biden reappointed him. And I think his term goes through May of 2026. And I would strongly suggest that the evidence is in support of him doing a good job. And as we move forward, I think that that's continued to be the case. And the market likes the stability. And when you've got the same person at the helm for a period of time, there's consistency in the economic approach. And that makes it easier for people that are trying to determine, okay, where am I going to allocate my investment funds for the next 6 months, the next year? It makes it a lot easier because there tends to be fewer surprises. Because, you know, Jerome Powell has proven that he is someone that is going to be as transparent as he can be and try to avoid as many surprises on the market as possible. That's what he's promised to do, and that's exactly what he has done.
And, you know, there are some who might take an issue with one thing the Federal Reserve did or another. But I think when you take a look at it from a 30,000-foot perspective and add in what we've seen in other places around the world, other Western economies, there is no question the United States outperformed them and managed to pull off something that many people didn't think was possible, bring down inflation without tipping this country into a recession. I mean, that is a pretty big accomplishment.
Oh, it's a huge one, especially when you recognize coming out of the pandemic, there was no playbook on exactly what do we do next.
Exactly.
And a lot of people minimized inflation and the battle that it was, and it was a huge one. So you've got the challenge of trying to figure out what you're going to do, developing that post-pandemic playbook, and then also fighting inflation, making sure that you don't do anything that's going to put you behind it. And, you know, it was a tightrope. And, you know, it would have been, I think, easier for me to understand and accept if the Fed made 10 decisions and 6 or 7 of them were good, 3 were like maybe not so good. But for the most part, their batting average has been stellar. They've not been perfect, but I'll tell you, for the most part, they've done exactly what's been needed at the right time. They've not overreacted. And when everybody was screaming for interest rate cuts a year ago, you remember you and I were talking about it and just kind of shrugging our shoulders, that's not going to be the case. Jerome Powell said, look, if we get 3 quarter-point interest rate cuts in 2024, we're going to be pleased based on the data we have. And even though people were saying last year we're going to see 6 or 7 or 8 massive rate cuts this year because they were trying to push the Fed, I think, into that kind of a decision, Jerome Powell remained steadfast. And I think the last I heard was, given the latest jobs report and some other things, that the likelihood of an interest rate cut announcement in December is up to like 91%. So if we get, in essence, a fourth, I'm going to call it that because it would be a quarter point probably, our fourth quarter point cut cumulatively for the year, I think that's something that speaks volumes about the job that the Fed has done, because they've not only hit what they were hoping for, they actually exceeded it. And I think moving forward, especially with the challenge they're going to have if this economy really starts to catch on fire even more so, I like having Jerome Powell at the head of the Fed, because we're going to need that same sort of outlook and that temperament to manage the challenges that await.
We're joined by our market expert, Jay Ratliff. One thing that I like about this Fed chair and what the Federal Reserve has done, they were late to the party on inflation, but they acknowledged it. And
yes,
we're in a moment where so many of our institutions are under fire and there's so much distrust. And like when you look at public health, there were mistakes made there during the pandemic, and they have still to this day not acknowledged those mistakes. I think it goes a long way with me when you have people who are experts in their field who are willing to say, yeah, we got that one wrong.
Absolutely. And when my wife and I are out to dinner, I know it may be a ridiculous analogy, but if the waitress comes up and there's a mistake with the order, instead of blaming it on the kitchen, she says, you know, that was my fault.
Yeah.
Or the waiter said, you know, I tell them every single time your tip just went way up.
Right.
Because I appreciate you being honest in that. Mm-hmm. And what I like most about Jerome Powell as the Fed chair, I want to keep him on the national stage as much as I can, because it was a few days ago that he's warning about the national debt.
Mm-hmm.
And we really need to have that kind of position constantly shedding light on the fact that, look, there may be people that say it's not a big deal. There's people say it is a big deal. But the whole thing is, when it goes up $100 or $1 trillion every 100 days, and that's going to accelerate, I mean, it's ridiculous for us to be having that kind of national debt given what we have. So I hope he sticks around for quite a while, because he sees the problems that are coming, and he's a very strategic thinker. He's proven that in many regards, mm-hmm. even though he's been under political pressure and pressure within the Reserve to do more than what they have done. He's been very steadfast in his approach, and I like that, because you want that even keel, non-emotional, everything's going to be okay, we're going to do the best we can. Yes, we're not going to be perfect, but we're going to make the calls as we see fit, and then we're going to adjust. If we make a mistake, well, we're going to acknowledge it, and we'll go from there. And when he came out saying that they were late to the party, that made me even more impressed with him.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't somebody that was so insecure, Ryan, that he can't admit to making a wrong call. And how many people have we seen in corporate America and in politics that even when they're given a clip of them saying the exact opposite thing 6 years ago, well, it's different. There's no acknowledgement that, yeah, you know, that was a mistake. And, you know, life's full of mistakes. It's how you respond that counts. And here's what we're going to do. And I agree. Jerome Powell is the perfect person at that post right now.
All right. Our market expert, Jay Ratliff, with us this morning. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. Jay, really appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Looking forward to it.